I think I'm going to pick up a little bit on where last week I went over certain things related to viruses and vaccines and viral infections. And this is becoming an extremely hot issue right now. And I mean hot. I was sent an email from one of my partners in Philippines this morning. And it is on Before It's News. It's called Attorney, colon, Fake PCR Test Created Fake COVID-19 Pandemic Scandal. And I highly recommend going into listening to this, because these guys, and I will be reaching out to this attorney, he's in Germany. It's Dr. Rainer Fuhlmich, and he's presenting a case into the world court, crimes against humanity, and this is going to be about the lockdowns, the masks, and whether or not these tests actually reveal anything called COVID-19. And, of course, if you've heard the last 3 weeks' presentations or conversations we did here, I have talked about the fact that I only look at this from the scientific standpoint, but the first thing I'm going to look at is treaties and international agreements, because international law is the supreme law of the land. Every nation on the planet has agreed to that. So whatever people think about law, constitutions, rules, regulations, guidelines, or whatever, obviously it mostly applies to citizens, but I see a lot of international law that rolls down into the codes and the rules and the regulations, because they're running all of this from the UN. And the documents that I talked about weeks ago were the IHR 2005, which are the International Health Regulations, the treaty that's signed by 194 countries in 2007. You can actually find the regs. You can read through the whole thing. I've downloaded all these documents. I've read through all of them. In the 2005 health regulations, these were revised from 1995, which were revised from 1969, which were revised going all the way back to when they started signing global sanitation treaties in 1892, because the issues of shipping and more commerce were becoming an issue. And so what started out as a great purpose has been perverted into something different as of the 2005 IHR, because in there you will find a model certificate of vaccination identification document, meaning you can print it out, take it to a clinician, you get your vaccine, and they sign off on it, and now you have identified that you have a certificate of vaccination for whatever alleged so-called virus or contagion is out here. Now, most everybody on the call knows and has heard the horror stories of vaccines. One of the things I didn't mention in the last three calls is I have a friend of mine that he and I graduated high school together. And several months ago, we had a meeting in his office. And the last time I met with him, I took him a copy of the book, The Law of Nations. So I said, here, you need to have a copy of this. Or at least John Adams said, you need to have a copy of this. Because Adams was trained by Gibley, his mentor, to become a bar license attorney under the British Bar Association. And Gibley told him, there's no such thing as a good lawyer that doesn't have a copy of a book of ethics and a copy of the Law of Nations on their desk, because the Law of Nations is the law of nature. All right, so coming back to this, we were having this conversation about forced vaccines and why there's even a lockdown, and he's just furious. When we got into the vaccine issue, he's got a 16-year-old daughter, and she's very active in high school, and they had some sort of dance classes and competitions that they were doing. One of her friends, 2 years ago, her mother took her to get the flu vaccine, and it paralyzed her. She's only now regaining motion. She can't go to dance class. She can't do any of the things that she used to do. And one of the things I mentioned last week about vaccines is, if you think about our body as being a shell, this is the shell that you're in. A shell is meant to protect, like a shell on a clam, right? Protects the inside. Same thing with an oyster. Okay, that shell is there to protect what's on the inside. Our outside is nothing but skin cells. We call it skin, but it's skin cells all the way up, but all around us. They all have a cell membrane. They all have a cytoplasm. They all have a nucleus. They all have DNA, RNA, mitochondria, a ribosome, so that when RNA is created, the ribosome can go read the RNA. Because all we do all day long in our body, as far as DNA is concerned, is encode for proteins, which go out to repair something. Some of those proteins are antibodies, the things that are there to destroy and kill. As my sister said a couple weeks ago, we're supposed to be exposed to these bugs. This is how we build our immunity. Let your children get a little bit sick. They need it. They need to have the antibodies strong inside them to protect from what's out here now, all the environmental contagions. But the real issue, like I said last week, is if you look at the vaccines, they put that stuff straight into your blood. First of all, they're putting the virus in you. They say it's attenuated, but that doesn't mean anything to me. I don't even know attenuated from what. Attenuated means weaker, but how do I know this? Show me where you attenuated this thing. Because if you go through the presentation from last week when I was talking about this, a virus is dormant. It's encapsulated inside an envelope, which has all these spiky little proteins on the outside, which in my estimation, looking at it from a scientific standpoint, are nothing more than broken strands of DNA and RNA that either came out of our body or someone else's body. They got re-inhaled or reincorporated into body, and the body was like, wait a minute, we already got rid of something like this. Get rid of it again. Well, if we get a cold, let's say, you know, our lungs are a first line of defense, what that's doing is creating more mucoid proteins to get that poisoning event out because the cells don't want it. How would a cell absorb proteins that are around something called an envelope, which are glycoproteins, which inside have a dormant strand of DNA or RNA? If it's dormant and dead, then how do you get rid of that outer shell? The body's not going to get rid of it. It's just going to pack it up with more mucoid proteins and get it out of our body, either by coughing it out or going through our colon or however we get rid of things. The real issue for me is looking at these viruses and what they've reported on SARS-CoV-2 is that this thing's about 40 nanometers in size. They haven't actually said that, but they said it's a strand of RNA, which would be much smaller than a strand of DNA. They say the largest size of a virus would be around 200 nanometers. Our skin cells are 30 microns in size. That means it's on a level of about 1,000 times larger than the viral contagion, which you have to see with a microscope. They can't see it without using electron microscopes. So our skin cells are 1,000 times larger than this virus. Why does it have to go in our lungs to infect us? Why doesn't it just go through the skin? If it's infecting the cells, it should just directly absorb into the skin. So going full circle here to the point is, when we get that virus, our body is creating the antibodies so that we don't get these things again, and it starts defending us. The more antibodies we have in the body, the more we're going to have protection. Not that we should go get every disease, but the more protection we have, the less chance we're going to get any disease or any bug. The less antibodies you have in your body, the more you will be affected by food poisoning. And all of these events of poisoning create the same symptoms. And you can go to cancer.gov and it'll say right in there, radiation poisoning from getting cancer treatment causes flu-like symptoms, diarrhea, vomiting, headache. Food poisoning, diarrhea, vomiting, headache. Spider bite, diarrhea, vomiting, headache. Snake bite, if it's not very poisonous, the difference being that these poisons, they have enzymes that will actually eat things. That's why your skin can become necrotic. It doesn't do that with a virus or necessarily with a bacteria. So the point about a vaccine is it's bypassing all of our natural defense, the natural defense of our skin cells, the hairs in our nose, the villi in our lungs, going straight into the blood, along with whatever else they decided to load up on this thing. So they've lied to us about what we need to do about our health. They've lied to us about this vaccine garbage. You can watch Deja Vu, which is a 60-minute special. It was 17 minutes long. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Deja Vu, the swine flu vaccination hoax of 1976. And you and I talked about that last time, I think.
Yeah, we did. That deja vu did come up because I know it's something that I have not seen and I want to see. I had brought up when I was in Germany in the army the summer of 1977, I tried to avoid taking that swine flu shot. When I thought I had it licked, the first sergeant called me in the office and the next thing I know, I was at the motor pool getting a shot, and less than an hour later, I was sick and lost 17 pounds that week.
Wow. My ex-wife, her husband, he got killed in a car wreck way back in 1999, but when they were split up and going through divorce back in 98, he took their son to go get a flu shot. And on the way out the door, 15-year-old boy passed out in the parking lot, passed out from the shots.
Well, I tell you what, I was so sick, I really thought that I was going to die. And I could not understand why they did not admit me to the hospital. I could not imagine why.
Well, you know, they did it to me, too. I was in the military. I was in the Navy's nuclear power program. And I did a 30-minute presentation 2 years ago about the lies of Fukushima, because I know how a reactor plant works. I know why it can't melt down. I know why reactor number 4, which even in their video documentary says it had been shut down for a month for maintenance. Really? Then why did it blow up? It's shut down for maintenance and it blows up. Maintenance means they're probably replacing the core. Probably didn't even have a core in it. But even if it's shut down, that means it can't blow up. There's no heat. Every time I turn around, it's just another piece of propaganda